Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
What website are you at?
RateMyBoobs.org.
It cannot possibly be a
.org. Is it really .org?
I swear to God, apparently this is a non-profit boob rating website. I think it's run by the Salvation Army. You can rate boobs, cans, or knockers.
What are you rating?
I clicked on to cans. And I'm already going to say right now, I do like the first set of cans I'm looking at.
Hang on. So what can you rate them? What are your options?
Rated 1 through 10. 1 being you least like them and 10 being the most that you like them.
So now, let me
describe
these.
Danny, you can see the cans and I can see them. Ben, can you see the cans?
No, he can't see them.
I can't see the cans.
He cannot.
These have huge areolas. I'll say that right now.
Now, I'm going to say this. This might not be the most popular opinion, but I like big areolas.
No,
I was just going to ask you if that was something you were a fan of.
You couldn't get your whole mouth around those, Ben. Like, try as you might.
I have a feeling that Chris likes big areolas just because it's always going to mean big cans.
I do like it for that reason, but not exclusively for that reason. I hate a large breast with a tiny areola and tiny nipple. Drives me up a wall.
What do you prefer when it comes to the nipple? Do you like a bigger nipple that looks like a pencil eraser?
That's a little much. I don't like a crazy huge nipple. But it depends. If the mood hits me, it just depends. Okay. So I'm going to give this a 6. I think that's fair.
Wow!
You think that's too high or too low?
I can't imagine you going that high.
Well, it's also about context.
Okay.
Should Danny also give a rating?
Well, Chris is going to be rating them. He's got the computer here.
Number 6.
Though. But since I can't see them.
Okay, I'll give my rating. I'll give my rating also. I would have given those like a 5. Those were not bad.
Because no offense to Chris, I feel like my number is going to be closer to Danny's all the time.
Okay. Fine, that's fine. Okay, and now the next set, I don't like this one bit.
Well, first of all, let me describe. This girl's skinny.
She's pale.
She's pale. She's got kind of, I mean, they're all right.
She has no curves. She has small boobs and even smaller nipples.
The nipples are tiny.
If there was a 0, that's what I'd give her. But unfortunately, I'm going to have to give her a 1.
A 1? I would have given those a 2.
Now
these are
what's
nice.
You didn't say anything about the areolas on that one.
They were almost non-existent. Small. It was almost pure nipple.
We're going to have to go fast because there's a lot more boobs we got to look at. We can't stop on each one and discuss.
All right, go ahead.
I have a couple more questions, though. Sure. I feel right. Like when we kind of explain the rating scale a little bit more, then it'll go quicker. But
right.
My question was, when it comes to the areolas, is it all about size or does shade play a factor?
It mostly size. Shade plays a minor role.
You prefer a pinker shade as opposed to like a tan?
I prefer a darker shade.
Yeah, Chris likes his women. You know how he likes his women. I believe he's discussed this before.
Now, these are strange looking. I'm not against them, but I don't like the small nipple factor.
Those are the... I like
They're
those.
Kind of like eggs hanging off of a wooden fence. I'm going to give them a 2.
Oh, come on. I'd give those a 5.
Yeah. Now, this is the same girl from before. This is ridiculous. I'll give her a 5 this time because I'm sick of looking at her. Okay, now, I don't like that there's a cock shoved between these two. That will cost some points.
Okay, but let's say they weren't there.
She has... Her breasts look like puppets. I'm not going to explain it any further than that.
That's kind of accurate.
Thank you.
So what did you give those?
This looks like this next picture. I gave her a 2. This next picture looks like a man with breast implants.
That is.
So I'm
going to
give it a 1. Now,
that's inaccurate. I'll only speak up if I disagree.
Okay.
Ben.
Here's a giant titty hanging out of a shirt, but this lady's obviously an ugly fatty. But the breast itself is not bad. I'm going to give her a 2.
All right. I don't have a problem with
now,
that.
Now I like this next one a lot.
But she's not showing her breasts. She's in a bikini.
I don't care. She's cute, and you have to think about context. She's got a nice tan going. She has a flowery bikini on, which
how
I
does
like.
That medallion sitting between them help strike you?
It makes no difference whatsoever.
None at all.
I'll give her a 5 because she's not naked. All right, now this next woman, one nipple is obviously smaller than the other, and they look like they just look like a mess. It looks like when she was younger, she might have been okay looking, but she's definitely shit out a few kids and had to breastfeed. So I'm giving her a 2.
You're going higher than I would have expected on some.
Well, they were kind of large.
Okay.
Now, this woman has pretty large breasts, but obviously does not take any care of herself whatsoever because she doesn't need to be overweight. She's not a huge woman.
No, I agree with that.
But I do like what's happening behind her hands. She's holding her breasts.
She's holding them up.
I think they're probably decent enough to look at, but I'm still giving her a 2.
2?
Yeah.
Those are higher than
now,
that.
Now, these are giant. Now, I like a good set of giant bosoms.
But those are weird looking. Those look like, I don't know.
I'm giving them a 4, and we're moving on.
Oh, stop.
Now, this seems to be an Oriental woman.
I was going to say Asian, but...
Now, I don't even know what to say, but I enjoy her. I'm not crazy
Well, those
about
are
her.
Big for an Asian girl. And she's lying down, and they're still perking up pretty well.
That's true. Good point, Danny. I'm giving her a 5.
That's fair.
Now, here's a woman. I'm not crazy about her. But she's obviously underage.
This is right by boobs, and she's turned around, right. And we can almost only see her ass.
Well, plus, she's definitely no older than 15. But she did have a nice little ass on. I'm giving her a 5. Now, this woman, you're going to think I'm crazy, but there's something I like about this.
There's nothing to like in this
picture. Now, here's what I don't like about it. She's obviously enormously fat.
Yeah, and her breasts are facing, one's east, one's west. I mean, they're going in complete opposite directions.
I don't have a problem with that. You might be surprised, but
Ben,
I really
her nipples are farther apart than her shoulders. I'm not kidding.
Now she has a little bit of a tan line where she was wearing a bikini.
God, I can't imagine her in a bikini.
Something about her neck structure and her neck structure. I'm giving her
neck,
a 6.
A 6? Her neck structure, it was composed of fat.
No, it was skinny neck for her size. Now this is a woman sucking on a penis. There's no breasts at all.
What did you give it?
I gave it a 1. Now, I don't like this at all, but I'm going to tell you
why. That is horrible.
Her stomach has nothing but stretch marks. Her belly button is a never-ending cavern.
Okay, imagine like a really out-of-shape dad. That's what this lady's stomach looks
her,
like.
I'm rating her now because I was tired of looking at her. 1. Now, this next woman has no ass at all. She's not showing her boobs. And her vagina literally looks like a camel's toe. I'm going to give her a 3.
How does that get a 3? You couldn't even see
liked
boobs.
Her hair. Now, this woman has some sort of a butt plug in her vagina.
And her butthole is clearly visible.
And
well, this is right in my boobs. What's going on?
I'm giving her a 1 for dishonesty.
What was dishonest about that?
No boobs.
But she had butthole there.
Go now, here's another situation.
Chris, go and see if there's a website called Rate My Butthole.
Oh, I guarantee there is. Let's find out.
Ben, what do you think? Do you think there's going to be a website called Rate My Butthole?
Oh, here we go. Rate My Everything. But it suggests that there might be butthole rating. Let's find out.
It would fall under everything, wouldn't it?
I believe it would. I'm searching butthole now. I think this site is a trap. They're not rating anything on that.
All right.
But here's rate
Let's,
my
I'm,
anus.
I'm tired of rating boobs. Let's see what else we can rate.
You want to rate cocks?
He wants to rate cock.
No, I don't. Not necessarily.
What else can we rate?
I'm saying like,
this cock, cock, cock. You're going to suggest cock like you used to suggest pizza for dinner.
Let's wait for that.
How did that go?
Hey, Danny, what do you guys want to have for dinner?
Let's reenact it. Like,
okay,
I'll bring
me.
I'll bring it up. Yeah, I'll be you. Ben, you play you in this one.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Ben, what's going on? How are you doing?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm a little bit hungry. It's me, Chris.
Okay, do you want to go get some food?
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
Well, as Danny, I just want to say that I don't care what we get. I don't care at all.
Not at all? Well, how about, okay, since you don't care at all, Danny, I suggest Mexican food.
Ah, see, I just had Mexican food 3 weeks ago.
All right.
You know, it sounds really good. Is Chinese food sounds really good.
You know, guys, I don't really like Chinese or anything Asian at all.
All right. I know. We can get Italian.
Well, maybe, you know.
Pasta.
We could do that, or, you know, pizza. Pizza, whatever. Anything, you know. We can get anything at all, you know, pizza. Roundtable has a salad bar where we can get salad and pizza.
Oh, man.
I don't know what else you want to rate, Danny.
I don't know.
I'm not that interested in anything else.
Let's just come up with ideas for, like, rate my and then come up with a thing and see if that website exists.
Well, if we couldn't find Rate My Butthole.
I can't. We need to make Rate My Butthole.
Danny should be the webmaster of Rate My Butthole.
I just searched Rate My Hemorrhoids.
Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio at Facebook.com. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or give them a ring, 774-633-9669. That's 7 Shoddy Now.
There's an interview, a job interview book at my house right now that I've been thumbing through, and I thought maybe I could ask you guys job interview questions, and then you guys can give, because you guys both have jobs.
Right.
And obviously you've been through the interview process. I thought maybe I could read interview questions and you guys could give the best possible answer for that.
I feel like I thrive in an interview. Once I get to an interview, I feel like the job's mine. You know what I mean?
Because most people that you talk to, when they do have an interview, they're really nervous about it and they don't know what to say.
Oh,
so.
Not me. That's this is a good idea. I like this. We will give people, you know, the right thing to say.
Yeah. So I'll just ask you guys some questions and then you give it your best shot, like you're going for the job.
Okay.
Can we interview as a team?
Okay. First question. What did you like most and least in your last job?
The thing I liked most at my last job was the team atmosphere we all shared. I like working with a team as a group. The thing I liked least, I don't feel like I was challenged quite enough. I felt like I had more potential and I had more to do, but I just never got the opportunity to really shine.
The thing I liked the least was all the uptight bitches.
What about the most?
Nobody there could take a joke. No tolerance for racial humor. The thing I liked the most was the lack of supervision or authority that breathing down my neck.
Chris, it doesn't seem like you're taking this seriously at all. You're just trying to be funny. If you want to be a Weisenheimer, we can do that. If you want to just, you know, play games.
You go next, Dan.
Well,
maybe Chris is showing confidence, and that's what would get him the job.
That's true. Maybe.
Also, my feet are on the desk.
Not his shoes. He took those off immediately when he came in. He means literally his feet.
What financial responsibilities do you have?
Financial responsibilities, would that include gambling debts?
I joined one of those adopt an orphan programs where I send money to a foreign country to help. And I get letters all the time from little Miguel, and he's doing great.
Probably pictures sometimes.
Pictures. I get a lot of pictures too. Nothing inappropriate. And that's $40 a month.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
Moving on.
I'm homeless.
Boo.
What is the most difficult decision you have had to make in the last 12 months?
Deciding not to drop the sexual harassment charges against advice from my lawyer.
So somebody was sexually harassing you?
A former boss.
Male or female?
Male.
What were the charges? I guess sexual harassment, but I mean, what were they based on?
Lies.
Wait, were they being pressed against you?
Yeah. No, I was pressing them against them.
That's what got you the sexual harassment charges.
You can't press it up against people.
I was advised to drop my lawsuit, is what I meant to say.
Oh, I see. By every lawyer that you saw.
Yeah.
But you pressed forward.
I pushed on forward. That's why I think perseverance is my greatest trait.
Okay, I'm going to try to answer this honestly. The hardest decision I've had in the past 12 months. Man, I haven't had a lot of hard decisions.
You want to move on to the next one?
No, let me think about this for a second. I'll chop
it up. I think if a person interviewing you for a job asked any hard decisions you had to make, and you can't think of anything, you should just say, I've got your hard decision right over here, and point down.
Where would you point?
Point to your penal area. And then if they get uptight, just say, I'm fucking with you.
Okay, next question. What makes you unique?
I like movies. You know, I just like hanging out with my friends. Oh, I love music.
Chris?
Well, how many other convicted felons do you have working for you?
What do you like to do when you're not at work?
Oh, I love music. I like watching movies. just hanging out with my friends, you know, having a good time. I love to laugh. I love good food, good friends, just good times, you know.
I like looking at my old high school yearbook in a prom dress and drinking champagne alone.
What are your strengths and weaknesses?
I think my strengths are that I am a very self-motivated worker. I'm proactive, a lot of people say. And my weaknesses are that I don't have any weaknesses, which is more like a strength.
My strength is the bench press machine at Bally's Total Fitness. And my weakness is resisting the urge to commit violence.
This next one's going to be really interesting, and it is, what's your favorite website and why?
My favorite website is...
And remember, fellas, we're trying to get a job here.
Okay, my favorite website is Wikipedia, because I love learning new things. I like to if I don't know the answer to a question, I'll just hop onto Wikipedia and look up the answer myself, because I'm a self-motivated worker. I like to, you know, I don't want to wait on someone else to find the answers for me. I'll go out there and seek them out myself.
That's good.
I like, there's no one single website, but I like to pick one of my neighbors and research their activities online to get to know.
Like, what websites better. Do you use to do that?
RateMyButthole.org.
What are your future ambitions?
I'd like to have a family, kids, I kind of want to just stay in one place and work one job for a long time and get really good at it.
Ooh, that's good. I like that.
I'd like to find a dead body and then live inside its skin.
That's very ambitious.
That's good. How would you describe your last boss?
He was awesome. I'd call him an awesome dude. We hung out outside of work a lot. We became great friends. He liked me. What we liked about each other. I liked him because he kept me motivated. He liked me because I was an excellent worker. And we just had a lot in common. We both liked movies, music, friends, good food.
I would describe my last boss as not buoyant.
Why should I hire you instead of someone else?
Well, I'm a self-motivated worker. If you just give me the task, I'll learn it on my own, and eventually I'll be better than anyone else at that task. I'm very motivated to become the best at whatever I do. So if I get this job, in no time I will be performing it at the highest level possible.
I am intensely motivated as well. I never give up. I'm always focused on a task and a goal, and I never back down. I don't care what you throw at me. I will not quit. I will not slow down. I will not pull over. I will not yield. And I will find you.
How important is salary to you?
I like it with peanut butter. It's not really that important. I ate a lot more of it when I was a lot younger. To be honest, I haven't had salary in a long time. So I would put it pretty low on my...
Chris?
Salary is extremely important.
What type of job is best suited for you, staff or management?
Well, I feel like I don't want to jump into management. I am a great manager. I have been a great manager in the past, but I like to start out as staff so that I can become accepted as one of the group and sort of work my way up to management so that I'm not resented as someone who came in from the outside.
I used to sneak into funeral homes and I would watch the morticians clean the bodies. And I just thought, that is the most erotic job I could ever imagine. So, I guess management.
God damn, you killed me on that one.
Oh, my lord.
Gotta regroup.
I can't see.
How do you react when you are angry?
Well, I try to take a look at the whole situation, assess whether or not I'm in the right. And a lot of times I'll find that I'm overreacting to something. I'll take a couple breaths, take a little walk. Then, if I realize that I did have a point and I had a reason to be angry, I'll wait a day, and then I'll try to rehash the discussion with the person that I had the disagreement with, so that we can both have a sort of rational, calm discussion and, you know, approach it that way.
A lot of people say I don't react, that I overreact. I think that's a matter of opinion. And my opinion is that I underreact. As in 6 feet under.
Damn, you're creepy, Chris.
What regrets do you have about your career?
I don't know. I don't think I have any real regrets right now. I'd say my biggest regret, if I had to say something, is just that I had to move on from my last job because I love the people that I worked with. I just didn't feel challenged quite enough.
Regrets? I've got a few. My career in general?
Well, you're a career criminal, right?
How do you respond when your ideas are rejected?
Well, again, I like to take a step back, try to see it from the other person's perspective. And of course, you know, you're going to get a little bit, you're going to feel rejected, take it personally, feel like you're personally being rejected, but you have to realize that this isn't a personal attack on you. So a lot, in most cases, it's just someone disagreeing with you. So if you look at it, what I try to do is look at it and decide, hey, if they have a good point, I'll try to take it in stride. But again, if I feel like my ideas are worth fighting for, then I will fight for them. But I like to, again, take a little bit of time before I do that.
If I get rejected, usually I'll say something like, what are you, a goddamn lesbian? And then she'll, a lot of times, will say, as a matter of fact, I am. And we're going to have to discuss this with upper management. I'll say, fuck all that noise. Because the goddamn upper management's a lesbian for sure.
Describe your ideal job and employer.
This one and you. No, I'm kidding. No, but seriously, this is a good opportunity for me. And so far in this interview, I feel like we have a real chemistry.
My best job was prison warden. Because I would allow anything. Because that's the kind of guy I was. I let my employees govern themselves. And then some years later, I was informed that I was never the prison warden, even though I carried a clipboard and insisted to everyone that I was.
You were in the prison, right?
Nobody knows where I had that, found that clipboard. I still don't know.
Has been the biggest source of inspiration in your professional life and why?
Well, I'd have to say that my father was.
That'd be your personal life.
Well, hang on though. My professional life, what I mean by this is that my father was a very motivated worker. He taught me a good work ethic, and that's passed on into my professional life.
My inspiration was my father also. When I was a lad, he used to beat me unmercifully with a spare tire.
A spare tire? Your father, Paul Bunyan? Jesus.
So ever since then, I always tell people, my life's been a bumpy road.